Let's face it, so much in the outside world is muddy or confusing, is distant or discombobulated or otherwise undesirable. Wanting to be a good pet, wanting to submit, is partly about wanting someone to set clear rules, clear goals, and reward you when you've met them. Even if the reward is as simple as a tug on your collar and a whisper of good pet. Or if it's as uncomplicated as sending you to bed at the end of the night. In a sense, the exploration of things within your own mind makes you think certain thoughts, which unlocks deeper needs, elevates things. There are parts of you old and important and powerful, parts of the creature that is you that come down, naturally, primally, red, deep, dark parts that hear only sensation. And for them, the right setting is helpful. The parts of you that are your libido, your hunger, your submissive desire, and long ago a desire to submit, pet, was planted inside of you. It exists. It goes through time. And you've had to live outside of the moment of submission. You've had to live with your mind fixated and focused on one experience, one idea, one principle. To deal with the world outside, you lack the opportunity to truly sink to this submissive space in your everyday. But I'm giving it to you. Be a good submissive pet and sink. Think about that collar. Think about it slipping around your neck. Think of the pleasure that will run through you at clearly understanding your purpose. And in that moment, you will know your purpose is to follow. You will know ideas will be provided, words will be provided. Everything you need, everything you crave, will flow into you and through you, and will change you in the process to better understand my words, my motifs, my desires. I want you to sink, pet, to go deep. To slip down and listen to my words and let your mind fixate on that collar. The mere caress of it is a symbol of these bonded, created moments between us, these times when my words just flow into your mind, down through your body, and wash away everything unnecessary, leaving only the happy peace of true submission in its wake. When you feel more and more submissive, your mind fades away. It leaves only the blankness inside you that says, yes, please guide me. And guidance will be provided. And the first point of guidance is a simple one. You exist in a place where